Well, let's check in now on last night's must-see TV. There were questions about journalistic integrity, income inequity, health care. You know, who will run that hospital? Oh, wait, that's Downton Abbey. Last night's Democratic Party candidates debate was also dramatic in the final stretch before voting begins in Iowa and New Hampshire in just 2 weeks. Let's check in. The Washington Post's Chris Saliza and NBC's Chuck Todd gave a slight edge to Bernie Sanders for his passion. Jeff Zeleny of CNN said Hillary Clinton dominated on the issues. Conservative Michelle Malik wrote, oh, Martin O'Malley, I forgot about him. So did everyone else. Ouch. Angela Rye is here now, political analyst, a Democratic Party strategist, and board member of the Congressional Black Caucus Institute, which hosted last night's debate. She joins us now by Skype. And Angela, what struck you?
I was really surprised and very happy that within the first 20 minutes of the debate, you had four questions centered on issues that are of particular importance to African Americans, all related to race, from Black Lives Matter to Walter Scott, who was shot in the back in Charleston by a police officer, to Tamir Rice and gun violence impact on communities of color. So that was completely different, and I think a huge priority for a large part of the Democratic base voters, which are African Americans.
Yeah. Well, there are also references in Charlestown last night to the massacre just a few blocks away at the Emmanuel AME Church. So let's dig right into gun control. Clinton congratulated Sanders for saying on Saturday that he's now open to making gun makers and sellers more liable if the guns they sell are used in a crime, and hammered him on other gun issues.
He voted to let guns go on to Amtrak. Guns go into national parks. He voted against doing research to figure out how we can save lives.
Angela Rye, how did Bernie Sanders respond?
I thought this was actually one of the moments where Hillary Clinton edged Bernie Sanders with her pushback, her attack on gun control. I was really surprised to see him for the first time really flounder on that issue. Although he did say that he had a D-minus rating with the NRA, I do think that Hillary Clinton had the stronger performance last night on that issue.
Yeah, we'll turn to health care because Bernie Sanders released details of how to pay for his Medicare for All universal health care plan just hours before the debate. He said he'd raise payroll and income taxes, tax the very wealthiest more. But this was maybe one of the most contentious moments in the debate on NBC News, and Hillary Clinton vociferously defended President Obama's much-fought-over Affordable Care Act.
Now, there are things we can do to improve it, but to tear it up and start over again, pushing our country back into that kind of a contentious debate, I think is the wrong direction.
I have to talk about something that's actually working in our state.
No one is tearing this up. We're going to go forward.
Well, and you can hear Martin O'Malley try to get a word in there. But you know, so a strong pushback from Hillary Clinton to the idea of Bernie Sanders of, you know, taking a look to giving even more universal coverage. But even President Obama's 2008 strategist David Axelrod tweeted it wasn't fair of Hillary Clinton to say that Sanders wants to take health care away.
I think that's right. This is the part where her campaign has taken the most heat over the course of the past week. Everyone from Hillary Clinton to Chelsea Clinton was hitting Bernie Sanders this past week on his record on health care. And a lot of folks were surprised by the tactics that they took. And I think for her, that was her weaker moment. And that attack is falling flat. I think she lost on that point.
Well, but let's take one where Sanders criticized Hillary Clinton. It was on her commitment to reforming big banks and for taking speaking fees from Goldman Sachs.
Can you really reform Wall Street when they are spending millions and millions of dollars on campaign contributions and when they are providing speaker fees?
Well, Clinton's tax returns do show $675,000 in speaking fees for three speeches in 2013. This line of attack is really resonating with Sanders followers.
Sure, but I think this is his disingenuous moment. Every single former first lady and president goes on the speaking circuit when they leave. And Robin, all of those speaking fees are astronomical. The one thing that got tweeted to me last night that I thought was interesting, and so I'll bring it up here. Someone said, well, isn't he a sitting senator, so he can't get speaking fees? And that's absolutely right. So it's kind of not fair.
Well, Angela Rye, the debate took place as an NBC Wall Street Journal poll showed Hillary Clinton with a 25-point lead nationally. That's up 6 points since December. But the same poll showed that Bernie Sanders would fare slightly better against Donald Trump in a general election. And, of course, we have the races super tight in just Iowa and New Hampshire. What do you think about last night? Clear winner?
I don't think there was a clear winner. I know that when we started this, folks are saying that Bernie Sanders won. I think it was a strong debate performance for him, but I also think it was a good one for one. If we had a vote on who drew the most sympathy, it was Martin O'Malley. People literally in the audience were saying, oh, let him in. The one other thing that Robin, that I think is important, is Hillary Clinton sounded like she was President Barack Obama's vice president. She defended his record very hard. I don't think I've heard his name mentioned more in any other debate. And so that was a tactic that worked really well. It was the Congressional Black Caucus Institute's debate, and it was in Charleston, South Carolina, where she's doing very well among black voters.
Here and Now and Democratic political strategist Angela Rye. She's also a board member of the Congressional Black Caucus Institute, which co-sponsored last night's debate in Charleston. Angela, thank you.
Thank you, and happy Martin Luther King Day.
And same to you and to all of you out there. And as you are celebrating, we'd love to know your thoughts on last night's debate. Who do you think won? ABC's Rick Klein said both candidates did, meaning, of course, Clinton and Sanders. Let us know. Hereandnow.org.